This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to get a real estate investing education for free. But before we get started, I do want to just say hello, old dogs. Those of you that are just listening for the first time, we are so glad you joined us, and we hope you will enjoy the content and all of the different things that we're doing at the Old Dogs REI Network, including articles and all kinds of stuff on our website, podcasts, and etc. I'm just hoping that you guys are getting a lot of content. We've had some great guests on the podcast, and we will continue to. We're pursuing some of our favorite folks that we know can bring great information for you. I tell you, if you can have ever attempted to or have listened to every episode, I think by the time you have got through all of our episodes, you will have such an incredible education that I think you'll be ready to start investing right from there. But let's go ahead and jump into our content today. Now, I know if you've listened to the show regularly, you know the emphasis I put on getting a good education before jumping into real estate investing. As I discussed in last week's Fun Fact Friday, real estate investing is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It really isn't. And if you want to do it right, you need to do it methodically and smartly. And as I discussed, just as any solid home needs a good foundation, the same is true when it comes to your real estate education. A solid foundation is the key to a successful and long-lasting business. This podcast, while not exhaustive on every aspect of real estate investing, will help you develop that foundation. There are many different ways to get educated in real estate investing, and you don't need to pay hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars to learn the business. I've put together a list of a few resources that will directly help you in getting a solid real estate investing education. Be sure to consider each before making a final decision on how you're going to move forward. What works for one person may not work for another. Unfortunately, there's not one main source for real estate investing education, such as a college degree program. You will need to look at many different avenues, many different areas, and to piece together the information that you will need. There are plenty of real estate degrees that you can get at universities, but not specifically in real estate investing, to my knowledge. If you know otherwise, let me know. Newbie investors have to kind of find what they can. And unfortunately, you also have to be aware as you're looking for information and education that there may be some gurus out there that will try to reel you into a free education and end up upselling their home study programs, seminars, coaching, where you end up paying upwards of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in some cases. So be wary. Of course, those who have spent that amount of money may take me to task here, and some have, and said, well, you know, I did pay the $20,000, but, I made $1 million on my first apartment purchase, and they may have a point there. But again, it doesn't happen always that way, and you have to be cautious. So to be successful in real estate investing, I've mentioned in other podcasts, especially on episode 006 on getting started in real estate investing, that a good foundation is really critical for your success. you'll need to do the following. Number one, get an education. Number two, find a mentor. Number three, write a strategic plan. Okay, then you'll need to take action. And after you've taken action, then you need to sort of re-educate yourself, because I believe the real education starts after you've purchased your first property. Then you revise your plan, and then you continue forward, and you do the same each year. You write a new strategic plan, and you implement. So what kinds of things do you need to learn? What are you looking for? Well, probably the first thing is you really need to learn, what is your why? Why are you even pursuing real estate investing? That's a key. And once you know that, then it'll help you to select the right strategy to best achieve your goals. There's things like wholesaling, flipping, deeds, liens, mobile home parks, self-storage, raw land, buy and hold, residential versus commercial, just to name a few. So knowing the right strategy is important, but that comes from knowing your why. Then you got to determine what your goals are and how will you achieve them, where to buy, how to understand and analyze a market or neighborhood, or how to assess the value of a property or analyze a property. You got to know your numbers, the key ratios. What's a good buy? Does it need repairs or upgrades? How much will these things cost? Then there's all the financial issues. How much do I need? How do I fund my purchases? Dealing with banks, do I self-fund other people's money? Seller financing. Then how do I negotiate a deal? And then, you know, putting together a team of people to support you in your effort. You can't do this solo, and it really needs, you need to have good people backing you, including a good CPA, a lawyer, various people on the field, property managers, if you're going to go that route. And then you got to know the risks and understand those risks. And there's a lot of elements to that, everything from, you know, avoiding a lawsuit to buying the right insurance. And then you've got to understand multiple exit strategies. When you purchase a property, how you're going to either hold that property or sell it, or various avenues there to move to your next property. So getting ahead is a goal, really, that any business person wants to do while completing a venture. If you want to get your business going and make sure your capital will yield results, it's important to educate yourself. This is not just applicable in business, but also for every part of your life. You got to go get it yourself, okay? Education is a lifelong process, as they say, and it does not stop. When it does, then that's when you stop growing as a business person and as an individual. Learning in school, learning the ropes of how to do things in office, knowing how things work before getting yourself into something is important. But when you are already doing it, does the learning stop? No, it should not. As a matter of fact, you should learn as much as you can and learn more than you already have. Getting out of the classroom means the whole world is out there to be explored. If you want to learn something, go get it yourself. You shouldn't be spoon-fed. You need to find it. Learn from people. That's one of the best places to learn. Apart from actual hands-on training and the information you get from books and on the internet and so forth, you can learn from the people around you. What are the things that these people do or have done? I mean, just listening to some of our podcasts, you'll learn what mistakes people have made and things to avoid. Analyze why they do things and what results it brings them. Talk to different people every day and learn about their story. Their stories to be heard and lessons to be learned through others' experiences. Experience it yourself. Experience in itself may teach somebody about their mistakes, but that does not mean it has to be committed when the result is known based on someone else's mishap. If you find yourself in the same situation as they have been, the same situation can be avoided. Watch and learn. Observe the happenings around you. Being analytical and inquisitive of your environment will push you to learn so many different things every single day, even from the most mundane occurrences. Asking why things happen and getting out of your comfort zone to find the answers help increase your knowledge. These are the kinds of things that everybody will benefit from. If you're really interested in working towards your goal, learn things that would put you ahead of the game. This will add a different perspective to an already monotonous way of looking at things. And always ask. Ask why. That one question that should keep you seeking better and more complete answers. Sometimes there are questions that run through your mind that you want to be answered, but you tend not to ask them because you're afraid. Maybe you don't want to feel uneducated or plainly ignorant. One philosopher said, you start to know when you do not know. And this means that once you admit your ignorance, this is really the time, the only time you can start to be filled with knowledge. Admitting that something is not too familiar to somebody may push them to further learn about it and familiarize yourself with the unknown. As ironic as it may seem, that is the truth. If you want to get your business and yourself going, and the first thing you need to learn here is to realize that real estate is a business. Real estate investing is a business. Is that you've got to start educating yourself more often. Leave the ego behind and continue to be fascinated with new and different things that you will learn along the way. You may not know everything, but you should try to learn as much as you can. So let me get into some of the resources here. There are plenty of free resources. You just need to know where to look. Here are 10 excellent free resources that can seriously reduce your learning curve. Number one, books. Okay, that's probably the obvious one. As the old saying says, those who lead, read. Books are fundamental in gaining an education in real estate and perhaps the most widespread learning method for investors. Real estate books are produced every year by the thousands, and every major bookstore in the world contains a whole section on real estate investing. Chances are, if there's a way to make money from real estate, there has been a book written about it. If reading books, however, is not within your arsenal of skills, you are in luck. Today, we live in a world where nearly every new book has an audiobook as well. Audible.com, one of my favorite apps that I can listen to an entire book while I'm driving or you know, sitting down. There's even apps like Blinkist, where you get book summaries. You can get in 10 to 15 minutes the summary of any major business book out there. Now, granted, these are not always free. You're going, Bill, this is supposed to be free resources. Okay, but books can be free. There is this old thing that you may have heard of, and it's called the public library. Yeah, I know some of you younger listeners out there may not be familiar with that, but that's a place where you go in your community where you can get books for free. Just check them out. I'm being a little facetious there. I know you probably know what a public library is, but that's a great place to start. I also have a list on our website, at least my top 20 real estate investing books. And there's a link, there'll be a link in these show notes to that part of our site. But, you know, to start with those 20 books and take a look at them and see if you can find them in your local public library. That's a good way to start for free. A podcast. Okay, you're listening to a podcast, so you already know about this one. One of the newest sort of innovations in the world of real estate education is the podcast. It's just a great place to go to where you can access information anytime you want. It's not like a radio program where you have to wait for it to come on at a certain time. You can access it anytime you want, wherever you are, and you can listen over and over again. It's great. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on your radio and so forth. It's a great place to get that information while you're jogging. Okay, on and on. YouTube is amazing. YouTube is just blows my mind, period, because you can find anything on YouTube. I mean, you want to fix your car, you want to fix your plumbing, you want to do a repair in the house, whatever it is, it's on YouTube, including real estate investing. There are a lot of great broadcasts there on YouTube where you can find out about real estate investing totally free. My friend Peter Harris has, I think, one of the best YouTube shows out there, and I'll put a link to his on there. He goes through everything, especially if your focus is commercial and apartment buildings, that kind of thing. Mentors. As I mentioned earlier, besides getting an education, your next thing is to find a mentor. And once you do, they're going to be an amazing source of education for you. If you can find somebody that can teach you, that you can shadow, you can help out maybe in their office in exchange for learning about real estate investing, that's wonderful. Webinars, tons of webinars are out there. And as you start searching, you'll find all kinds of webinars on specific topics. Granted, a lot of the webinars are a means to bring you into another program and to upsell you. But I've listened to plenty of webinars that were, you know, that was their purpose. But at the same time, I got great information out of there. So you listen to enough of them, you'll get a lot of, you know, tidbits here and there. Also, there are free boot camps and seminars. Again, you know, you're there, you're a fodder for the upsell, and people are going to try to sell you their programs and their consulting and all that stuff. But the seminars, you could still pick up good information. Free ebooks. Again, it's a way a lot of folks try to, you know, bring you into their program. But I have a bunch of ebooks, and some of them have some great information. And so that can be an excellent resource. Number 10 here, I'm going to go actually into 11 here, but number 10, blogs and other online resources. There are tons of blogs out there, really great real estate blogs that you know, people write articles. Sometimes there's a podcast that goes along with it too, but that can give you that education and those topics that you're looking for. Sometimes you can look under specific topics. Let's say I really want to learn how to analyze properties. If you were to do a Google search on analyzing properties, you'd get all kinds of resources out there and plenty of free information. That's really my 10 right there. But then I have sort of this other as an 11 here. And these are just some ideas, things that you might want to consider. There are free courses that some of the gurus out there offer. Again, keep in mind, you're going to go in there and you're going to be sold, but you can also get good information from some of those free courses. Meetups and networking groups like the REI groups and the real estate meetups. Now, granted, they're not always free. Usually you have to pay a little bit for a meal or something, but some of them are free. But here's a suggestion for you, especially if you're kind of a little shyer person or what have you, is that you might want to just go out and actually start your own group. One of the most popular things that out there as a way to meet other real estate investors and is doing the Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow game. If you're not familiar with it, it's kind of like Monopoly on steroids, and it's a great little game. And you can actually set these up, and people will go into pizza parlors or find a local place that they can meet, and you promote it out there online and get people that come in that are investors that want to learn about real estate investing. And by going through this game, you actually not only network and make some great contacts, but you also learn more about real estate investing. A lot of great online sites. I could go on and on. MashVisor, for example. There'll be a link in my show notes on that. Tons of articles, great articles about real estate investing. REI clubs. They have resources. REIclub.com. There's a freeyou.com. They have a course in real estate investing. Commercial Real Estate Online or CREonline.com. Udemy, there's a lot of, and I'll have links on my website. So one last point here is that sure, there is a lot to learn, but also, okay, I don't want this to be a vehicle whereby you use all of the things that you have to learn as a means to sort of be an excuse to not move forward. A lot of people feel that they get kind of caught up in the analysis paralysis thing where, you actually feel like there's too much to learn and I don't have a complete enough education. I can't get started yet. Well, it's like a sport, okay? Once you have the fundamentals down, you try to grow and build upon those fundamentals. And that's really where you need to be at in this process. Don't let it freeze you up and prevent you from moving forward. That's where a good mentor comes in too. Your mentor will help prod you forward to take action when you're ready. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything I presented here will be featured in our show notes on olddogsreinetwork.com/blog and all the links that I've mentioned as well. So I hope that will help you in your efforts to get educated. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.